In agricultural news, a new report by the Congressional Research Service concludes that the federal tax code provides more financial support to renewable energy sources than it does to fossil fuels relative to their stake in total domestic energy production. CRS found that the majority of domestic primary energy production in 2009, 77.9%, drew from fossil fuels. About 11.4% is derived from nuclear energy resources, and 10.6% comes from renewables, including biofuels. $12.5 billion of the federal government's estimated $20 billion in tax support to the energy sector at that time went to tax incentives for renewable fuels. An additional $2.9 billion went to tax incentives for renewable energy technologies such as wind and solar. $2.5 billion of the overall value supported fossil energy resources. China's finance ministry today tried to allay concern about billions of dollars in bank loans owed by local governments, saying risks can be controlled and officials are looking at ways to ease the burden. It was Beijing's most detailed comment since disclosing in June that local governments have piled up $1.6 trillion in debt, the equivalent of 25% of China's annual economic output. Today's report says that the finance ministry will study the possibility of allowing local governments to issue bonds to repay their debts. Satellite maps show that La Nina, a cooling of the ocean surface off western South America, which causes dryness, may be worse in Argentina this year than in neighboring Brazil. Argentina's soils currently have good moisture, which would help buffer any dryness related to La Nina. The last severe drought faced by Argentina was in the 2008-09 growing season, when La Nina devastated crops in some areas. The nation's two largest hot dog makers are taking their legal fight today to federal court in Chicago, where a judge will determine whether Oscar Mayer or Ballpark Franks broke false advertising laws in their efforts to become top seller. Legal arguments in the long-ranging wiener war between Chicago companies pit Sara Lee Corporation, which makes Ballpark Franks, against Kraft Foods Incorporated, which makes Oscar Mayer. Sara Lee fired the first volley in a 2009 lawsuit, singling out Oscar Mayer ads that brag its dogs beat out Ballpark Franks in a national taste test. Kraft filed its own lawsuit in 2009, alleging Sara Lee ran false and deceptive ads, including a campaign where Ballpark Franks are heralded as America's best Franks. The case could clarify how far companies nationwide can go when boasting that their product is better than a competitor's. And that's a look at today's agricultural news. This year, the value of farmland in the state of Illinois is up 18%, but it's still worth the money. Todd Gleason has more on the story. Taking a look at meteorologist Drew Lerner's weather highlights, he says that U.S. temperatures this week will be seasonable, with many Midwest highs in the 80s. Today will be coolest, with many more 70s expected. Later in the week, lower 90s will pop up in the southwestern Corn Belt, with one or two locations in Kansas or Missouri reaching to the middle 90s. Low temperatures this week in the U.S. Midwest will be in the upper 50s and 60s most often, but portions of Missouri, Kansas, southwestern Illinois, and possibly extreme southern Iowa may see a few lower 70-degree minimums. Rainfall this week will be most significant today into Wednesday for the western Corn Belt and Tuesday into Thursday for the eastern Midwest. Rainfall of one quarter to Rainfall of 1/4 to 3/4 inch will occur most often. Some 1 to 2 inch amounts will be possible in a few southwestern and far northwestern Corn Belt locations. The eastern Midwest, however, will rarely see more than 3/10. The eastern Midwest, however, will rarely see more than 3/4 of an inch.